Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to begin by offering our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because, as you know, in a lot of Muslim countries, the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, has commenced. And for a lot of Muslims in other countries, the month of Ramadan hasn't commenced, you know, tomorrow might be the first day of Ramadan. So we'd like to, in any case, offer our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious day. The month of Ramadan is a month of dua and prayer. And a lot of Muslims in non-Muslim countries or with non-Muslim relatives and friends, they ask, in this month of Ramadan, can we ask God for, you know, forgiveness for our non-Muslim friends and relatives and things like this? You know, the reason why a lot of people ask this question is that we have some verses in the Holy Quran which seem to say that this is not permissible. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, God is very clear. He says to the Prophet, if you ask forgiveness for them, or do not ask forgiveness for them, doesn't matter. Even if you ask forgiveness for them 70 times, God will never forgive them because they disbelieve in God and the Prophet, and God does not guide a transgressing nation. Right? So this verse of the Holy Quran is very clear. It says that it's useless to ask forgiveness for them because they have no capacity, they have no capability, there's no potential in them for forgiveness. So this is a useless endeavor to ask forgiveness for them. Right? So keeping in mind verses like this or other verses, you know, a lot of people ask whether, you know, can we, you know, pray for non-Muslims or not. Based on, certain other verses of the Holy Quran, we can understand and gather that this is up to the point where we are sure that such people cannot be guided, as we can clearly see from this verse, right? God says here is because they disbelieve in God and the Prophet, and God cannot guide a transgressing lot, you cannot ask forgiveness for them. Obviously, the converse of this is that, you know, if there is a shade of, you know, possibility that they could be guided, this possibility and the permissibility of praying for them is intact. You know, this goes back to another discussion, and that is the different categories of disbelief, right? Different categories of disbelief. And this is something that we can gather from a lot of verses of the Quran. There's different categories of disbelievers. There's a group of disbelievers who the Quran calls or labels with a term we call the mustaz'afin, those who are weakened or who have been oppressed in the land, right? And there's another group of people who the Quran labels the mu'anideen or the jahideen, right? Those people who understand the truth, right? Who understand the truth. They're certain about the truth, that Islam is correct, the correct religion, and God exists and all these things, but they still, out of enmity or for whatever reason, out of greed, love of the world, right? They choose to, disbelieve and not submit to the truth, right? So what we are sure about, what we can be sure about is that this impermissibility, this prohibition, is only for those non-Muslims who fall under that second category, not the first category. And this is attested to by another fact. In a very famous prayer from Imam Sajjad, and this prayer is interesting. This prayer has been to be recited in Ramadan, right? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam prays for all people, prays for human beings, regardless of whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims. He prays for them for their safety, for their, you know, sustenance, for their happiness, and for their return back home, right? So this indicates that, yes, this is permissible with the condition and the clause that we mentioned earlier. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of praying for non-Muslims according to the verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.